Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
We are outside because we need. I have not been quarantined, but we are 6 feet away outside.
We are fully vaccinated.
We are both fully vaccinated. Yeah. Correct.
I'm past all the waiting periods and all the things.
I just got my second vaccine on Friday. I didn't tell the internet when I got my first vaccine, but I got my second one.
Yep.
On Friday, I'm feeling good. So,
but we still have others in our family that aren't fully vaccinated, or the children are not. So
we are staying 6 feet apart.
Careful. Yeah.
How you doing, Mom?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Where are we broadcasting this from?
My backyard.
Isn't that great?
This is my backyard. So you might hear a little wind. You might hear a dog, a bird. I don't know what you're going to hear, but you might hear it.
You might.
Here we go.
You're going to hear more than us.
It is also 85 degrees. It is very hot.
We're acting like it's not, though.
Are we? Oh, is that what we were doing?
Yes.
I didn't know that's what we were doing.
Very cool and yes.
Okay. I didn't know that's what we were
not
doing.
Not cool like, oh, I'm cool. Not that kind of cool.
No.
Cool temperature, cool.
We are not that type of cool.
No.
Okay.
I'm never. You are. I'm not.
I'm going to say I'm not. Okay. There's a bug. There's a freaking bug.
Okay,
this
Rachel,
was a terrible idea.
Outside, we have bugs.
Don't like it. All right. Mom, all right. Would you like to tell us the holidays of today?
I am so ready. Today's National Garlic Day. Do you like garlic?
I love garlic.
I love garlic. The more, the merrier.
Will you put your microphone a little bit closer to your face? Yeah, I want you to lick it.
I don't think I will.
All right.
Tuesday's 420. Wednesday.
Oh, I love you so much because you act like you don't know anything, but you know so much. And you just mention it. Not saying what it is. Just a cool mention of 420. Okay.
Wednesday, the 21st, is pizza party day.
I love a pizza party, even though I don't eat pizza.
You know, can you make a good pizza with vegan cheese?
I've had some good pizza. Colleen has made me some very good vegan pizza.
Oh, she has.
Also, there are pizzas. I think it's got discontinued, but there's this brand called Amy's, and they would do.
I like Amy's.
A dairy-free pizza. They just didn't put cheese on it, but the sauce and all the things they put on it was so good.
I have one in my freezer for you. It's probably pretty old. But it's in my freezer.
I want it so bad. I want that so bad, Mom.
I think I have a few vegan things that are frozen in the freezer for you.
Great.
All right. Thursday the 22nd is Earth Day.
I love Earth Day.
And Jelly Bean Day.
Okay. My friend Joy was like, are we doing something for Earth Day? I was like, sure.
Eat jelly beans. Then you've got them both.
I don't know if I can eat jelly beans.
Jelly beans. It's nothing but sugar.
Was there gelatin and jelly beans?
No.
Okay. Don't scoff
know.
At me.
I don't know. I'm not scoffing at you.
Okay.
Friday the 23rd, everyone, is National Picnic Day. Get out your picnic baskets and have a picnic, even if it's in your backyard.
Picnics always seem like a good idea, but then it's like the wind, and if you bring a dog, and like you have to just
and
like
the food is at the right temperature. Does it have to be refrigerated? Are you going to get poisoned? Are you?
Like a charcuterie board is basically all you can do, but I can't even eat that. I don't know.
No, you can't eat anything on that charcuterie board.
I cannot read anything on the charcuterie board.
If there's fruit on it, you can.
I mean, you could bring a PB&J.
True. True.
But even then.
Granola mix.
Yeah, they're limited. It's right. Always. I know there's this like picnic company that's everyone's been using lately.
Oh, is there?
Where they set
yes,
up a cute
right.
little thing.
That's right.
But it's really just for the pictures. Is it that good? I don't know. I mean, unless they sponsor me, then heyo.
Oh, you're amazing, man. The 24th is scavenger hunt day. Do you still love a good scavenger hunt?
You gave me one for my birthday.
Well, that doesn't mean you liked it.
I very much enjoyed it.
Okay. Do you like it when they rhyme or you have to figure out the clue or?
Both.
You like all the things.
Yeah. If someone put a thought into giving me a scavenger hunt, I'm going to love it no matter what.
Okay. Well, you know, I say, there's ones that say, go to the cheese drawer. Go to the, where the forks are. Those.
No. I want it to be a little bit of a challenge. Yeah. I have a brain. I'd like to use it every once in a while.
Yeah. You know, we're going to skip a couple days.
That's fine if there ain't nothing happening.
Well, there's things happening. World Penguin Day, National Pretzel Day, Morse Code Day.
Okay.
Okay. Hamburger Day or Vegan Hamburger Day. Okay.
You know what? Hamburgers are good, and I think they're underrated.
Hamburgers are so good.
People are obsessed with a cheeseburger. I get it. But a good hamburger?
You know, sometimes you don't even miss the cheese. I think I ate what I thought was a cheeseburger once, and it didn't have any cheese on it. And halfway through, Dad said, I think you got my burger. And I'm like, what? He's like, this one has cheese on it. And I'm like, oh,
people,
I didn't even know.
People are obsessed with, like, the thought of cheese.
Well, cheese is good.
Cheese is good. I was never a huge cheese fan. Like, obviously, I loved pizza and lasagna and stuff. But, like, it was never like, I need the cheese.
Yeah, well, you were also raised on
Kraft singles.
The plastic cheese.
I explored cheese in my college years.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a good Havarti every once in a while.
Oh, I like that kind.
But even then, I was like, I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to go make a charcuterie board.
I don't like the stinky feet cheese.
No. Tried that once. Did not enjoy.
Does it taste as it smells?
I don't remember. I was a child and just remember not liking it. And the smell alone was like, why would you put this in your mouth?
When we went to Idaho once.
Yes.
Do you remember? You were sick.
You put
all
it
the way
in
home.
The cooler. Maybe it was from the freaking stinky feet
and
cheese,
it
Mom.
Stunk all the way home. And my mom was so happy she got that stinky feet cheese.
Do they sell that in a normal place? Or was it just because we were in Utah? And why did we get it in Utah?
Not Utah.
Idaho. Sorry.
Because
why did we get it in Idaho?
Because they made it fresh there. So we got it fresh.
Oh, yeah,
there.
It was smelling a little fresh.
And squeaky cheese. We got squeaky cheese.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Weird childhood.
And here we go. Just a couple more. International Dance Day. Do a nice dance on the 29th of April.
Do an ice dance?
International Dance Day.
Then you just said do an ice dance?
Do a nice dance.
Oh, a nice dance. I thought you said to do a nice dance. I was like, what does that mean? Is this a new dance I don't know of?
Make it up.
It's hard to hear you outside, in all honesty. I'm like, are you speaking to me? I can't hear it.
Put a piece of ice down your shirt and do a dance. Woohoo! Okay. Arbor Day is the 30th, and this one excites me. You know, about 18 million trees are planted on Arbor Day.
That's phenomenal.
Arbor in Latin is, no, tree in Latin is arbor.
Wait, what day is that?
The 30th.
I should plant a tree.
Yes.
I've been wanting to plant a lime tree. I should do it.
Do it. Do it on that day.
I'm going to do it.
Be part of the 18 million trees that are planted that day.
18 million and one.
Our last one. May 1st is coming up.
Is that the holiday?
May 1st is the holiday. May Day is a big deal around parts of the globe that we live on.
May 1st.
May Day.
You know, May Day.
Maypoles, and you do. It's the celebration of spring that's come, and blah, 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 blah.
I thought the spring is April.
Okay, Rachel, you're just raining on the parade here.
I'm not raining. I'm trying to understand. You said it was like big in cultures. I'm trying to understand why the big in cultures.
Well, maybe there are springs a little later on the other half of the world or something.
Is that literally where maypoles come from?
Maypoles.
I feel like you just back east. I think you just, I know what maples are a thing. I didn't know it has to do with the 1st of May.
Not maple, like a maple leaf. I'm talking about the maypole where you do the string.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maypole, sorry.
Yeah, you do that on May Day.
That's what that's from?
Yeah, didn't you do that in school?
No, I was homeschooled,
okay,
Mom.
Maybe it was
so Colleen. Did you do that with me?
I don't know.
I thought that was some weird, like, woman fraternity.
No. But they don't call it May Day in Hawaii. They call it Hawaiian Lay Day.
Well, I'd rather that.
Cool. I love a nice Hawaiian.
So May 1st is a thing?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't teach you that. Yeah. I taught you now. What? I'm not sorry. I taught you now.
You should apologize for not teaching me sooner. I could have been celebrating something.
You could have been dancing around a pole with some ribbons.
All day. All day, son. All day. All right. So those are all the holidays.
I'm done.
Okay. Before we move on to the news, I will say my merch launches on Friday.
I'm so excited. I haven't seen it.
I have it in my truck. I will show you. I'm actually supposed to take pictures of it in it today.
Okay, now who's the one that can't talk?
I never stated I can't. No, I'm saying I can't hear you. Oh. I never said you couldn't talk. I was saying I can't hear you because we're outside and there's like wind blowing.
There is wind. It's a windy day.
It's
here
a windy day.
In the Los Angeles.
In the Los Angeles. Yeah, so my merch launches on Friday. That you better watch out.
I'm going to watch it.
You know what happened? They sent me a bunch of my samples and I was like, accept. Great. But then they also accidentally sent me someone else's merch as well. And I'm like, I have no idea whose this is, but it's cute, I guess.
Oh, no.
So now I just have someone else's merch.
You can look it up.
I guess. Yeah. Excuse me. I burped it.
You did. You certainly
right.
did.
Well, that happened. All right. Well, before we move on to the news of the day, let's check to see if we have another sponsor.
Yes.
Sponsor. Not another. The first
Wait, this
one.
This is our first one.
If we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. Sponsor. All right. The news of the day. All right, first thing we're talking about, no one told me to talk about this, but I just saw it and wanted to talk about. Did we mention earlier that Chrissy Teigen decided to get off Twitter?
Yeah, we did.
She's not back on it now.
Okay.
And she said it felt terrible that she silenced herself and took away the random chuckles she would get throughout the day from Twitter. And she felt like she had just lost 2,000 friends.
Aww.
So she decided to get back on Twitter because she missed it. I have the same feelings towards Twitter. Twitter can be a very toxic place.
Yes, it can.
And they can either be in love with you or hate you.
For no good reason.
So I took a little break from Twitter the last week. Mm-hmm. I haven't been very active on it. I get the same way. It's not fun to log on and see a death threat. And then I'm fine. And then it's like, you know, it's just like you feel, I feel like Twitter's where you get closest to people. And they feel like they have control of you because you've gotten close to them.
Mm.
And it's like, it's a weird balance because you feel it's a place you can connect most with your fans or people that watch your stuff. It's like a place where you can connect with them. But at the same time, they feel they have ownership or control or the right to know whatever they want and for you to do what they want you to do. It's a really weird balance.
No one's the boss of you but you.
No one's the boss of me but me.
Okay.
So that's a weird thing. So every once in a while, I do take a break from Twitter. Okay. But then I go, well, I really love Twitter, so I want to go back on it. It's like, it is a weird thing. So I completely understood her, like, deactivating and then being like, nah, I got to get back on that.
Yeah.
It's a love-hate relationship there. Most of the people on Twitter are phenomenal. But it's just, it takes one bad comment to ruin your day. Well, not ruin your day. Ruin your 10 minutes.
Yeah.
To make you not want to log on the rest
You're
of the
like,
day.
You're like, what?
Nah, I don't need to see that. I'm fine. Okay, and then Cheyenne wanted us to talk about Jake Paul's fight, quote unquote fight. I think he had a boxing match, but people were saying it in quotes. I didn't look into it.
Didn't he say he had brain damage or something? Concussion, brain damage?
Jake Paul did?
I thought I saw that on there.
Let me Google it. I mean, we're here.
We're here.
We're here.
I thought I saw him saying he had a, do you call it a CTE or something? Brain
damage. A CTE?
I don't know. I don't know what that even stands for. But I thought.
I read somewhere.
All right, we're Googling it.
Things are falling over.
Okay, so the Regis Prograph, I don't know anyone's name, wins technical decision. It looks, did Jake Paul lose?
I didn't read that part. I just saw it was in Twitter. Jake Paul said that he had something, a CTE or concussion, brain damage. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe I dreamed
Paul
it.
Crushes Askren. Wait, I'm so confused. Why won't it just say? Wait, it says Jake Paul won now in first round knockout. Oh, so Jake Paul won and knocked the other guy out in the first round. Is that what happened? Is that what we're all talking about? Oh, is that why?
I don't.
A social media celebrity, Jake Paul, took the next step in his boxing career Saturday night with a brutal first-round knockout of former MMA world champion Ben Askren in a scheduled 8-round cruiserweight fight on a Triller Fight Club pay-per-view. All right, so Jake Paul won. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't care. I really don't care. So that's, I mean, if that's what you like, great. I've never been into boxing.
No.
It's not a thing. And I don't care about, I didn't care about rooting for either of these people. I don't care. Something I do care about that was cute. Timmy O'Hare wanted us to talk about how Jenna and Julian got engaged.
Aww.
They've been together for a very long time.
They're
a cute couple. It was announced Julian was doing a live stream and said that he asked Jenna to marry him and she said yes. So it wasn't, I feel like they finally found a balance for their relationship where cool. It was, Jenna definitely started out online and then kind of like it switched to Julian is now the online person and she is, I think, enjoying not being and
yay.
And their relationship was never been for views.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell it's a very genuine relationship. So it's not like they filmed it or anything. And it was just he let everyone know they're engaged.
Nice.
Congratulations to them. The internet very much loved it. And we definitely miss Jenna. We definitely miss Jenna. But if this is what makes her happy, then this is what makes her happy.
Yep.
Eddie wants to, us to, this is what he said. Eddie said, the dude from The Bachelor came out as gay. Colton right. Underwood.
Colton. Yes.
Colton. Came out as gay. And that's why he was like, I never could explain why I was the virgin bachelor, but mm-hmm. it's because I was gay. And he said that he got closer to God, which is what gave him the ability to come out. And then everyone was like, hey, let's not forget that he was crazy to that chick. From when he was The Bachelor, mm-hmm. the one he chose or didn't shoot. I didn't watch any of it. But he got like, she put like a restraining order on him or
oh,
something.
No.
He emotionally abused her and like stalked her and stuff, put a GPS in her car. And everyone's like, let's not forget this because we're all just going to decide that, oh, he's gay now. It's fine. That was still wrong. I don't know. Congrats to him for figuring out and having the strength to come out as who he is.
I don't know their story.
I don't know anything. But I just like, and I think he's getting a Netflix show from it. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's hope he's a good, better person and figures himself out. And that is the next step in his life. Joyce wants us to talk about how there's a boba shortage in the Bay Area. There is also.
Okay. A boba shortage. Okay. I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about.
A booba.
I thought it was an animal or a creature in the sea or something. And I'm like, what?
Nope.
Did you see San Francisco as a boba?
In the Bay Area. Curious.
So I instantly thought water.
Got it.
There's
a
shortage of some kind of fish.
No,
it's boba.
It's
boba. What's boba made out of? Tapioca?
So
there's a shortage of tapioca?
I guess. I don't know. But there, you know what's bugging me?
Tell me.
There is a shortage of oat milk in California, which has then caused a shortage of soy milk.
Oh, no.
I've been trying to get drinks at Starbucks, and everyone's out of oat milk. I'm like, great, I'll go to soy. And they're like, nope, also out of soy. So when I went to Starbucks, I went in with a mask on, and I said, excuse me, where's all the good milks? Why do I have to get almond? And she was like, there's a shortage of oat milk, which is causing everyone to buy soy milk, and now we're out of soy milk, too.
You don't like almond milk?
It's not my favorite. And also, almonds are part of the reason, like, bees are going extinct.
Oh.
My go-to is oat.
Why are almonds going extinct?
Because you need bees
to pollinate
the almond trees.
So why would
People are traveling bees to almond farms, cross polluting bees, and like that's why their diseases are traveling with each other and then taking bees back, and it's like you don't travel bees.
It's not like a traveling circus.
They're traveling bees to places that they're not from and
not the bees
intertwining
bees.
Them with bees
why
they don't know
they move the avocado, what are they called,
almonds
to the bees,
because the almonds are like planted in the ground.
Well,
the trees,
see, these bees know their route, they know their flowers, they know their trees.
Let the bees be. But then without the bees, we don't have the almonds.
Oh, I do like almonds.
Yeah. But see, the almond milk is causing a bee shortage.
Would you call that a kerfluffle? A kerfluffle?
We're in a kerfluffle.
A kerfluffle.
We're in a kerfluffle. but anyway, yeah. So that's a thing. Christian also wanted us to talk about how the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, its little hiccup and the stigma it'll create for vaccinations as a whole. Well, one vaccine should not influence all vaccines.
No.
But also, so 6 people have died from the Johnson and from complications from the Johnson & Johnson one. It's causing blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it was because they had a certain thing in their body already, if there's a pre-existing condition. We don't know. But Johnson & Johnson vaccines have actually stopped.
Right.
They're put on hold so they can figure it out. There was already an issue with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but there hasn't been an issue with the Moderna one. And one person has died from the Pfizer one, but it's because she had a pre-existing condition that didn't correlate with the vaccine.
Gotcha.
People, there, every vaccine, at least one human being will have a reaction to it. Mm-hmm. There have been 14 million vaccinated people in California alone.
Yep.
The fact that only one person has had a reaction of death, I mean, that's terrible. But no one has died from Moderna.
There's higher odds of having a stroke from taking birth control than there is from getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yes. I'm glad they've stopped the Johnson & Johnson.
I'm not against birth control at all.
No. Yes. Correct. Every medicine is going to have a side effect. Food can have a side effect.
Yeah. And
a flower you smell can give you a side effect.
And COVID is deadly.
COVID is deadly. So I'm hoping, yes, be aware of the vaccine you're getting.
Yeah.
And I wish we could take a little bit more time
seeing
the side effects of whatever. You know, there are some people who are like, I'm going to wait 6 months. I'm going to wait a year. Yeah. There are those people.
And I understand
I completely understand that. That's your body, your choice. But don't let one vaccine, just don't get the Johnson & Johnson one. Because for now, you can see that the Moderna and the Pfizer.
So far,
in the 6 months it's been given.
We can all start growing tails in 6 months.
I don't think it is, because that's not what vaccines are. It's just giving you certain proteins of the virus.
No, this one doesn't give you any protein of the virus.
Oh, what is it?
It does most something vaccines, else. That's what it is. No, that's not what this one does. You're not getting any COVID things in your shot. I heard that. I know I heard that. Because we're doctors and we know these things.
We don't know anything.
We don't know nothing.
I'm just saying, like, but yeah, the Johnson & Johnson one, I'm going to say, like, maybe not get that one. But Pfizer and Moderna have a pretty good track record so far the last 6 months. Fine. So, like,
yeah,
that one, let's look at that. Not the Johnson & Johnson. Don't get the Johnson & Johnson, though. I mean, do what you want. Anyway, that's all. Nora wants us to talk about the Jeffree Star's car crash. So Jeffree Star slid on black ice and flipped his car 3 times. He's in the hospital.
Is he okay?
I think he's okay now. He was in the hospital. And then this is what I'm talking about, Twitter just being a toxic place. Some people were excited that he got hurt.
Get excited for anybody getting hurt.
Some people were saying he was exaggerating. He was faking it. Listen, as someone who has flipped their car, got hit on a freeway, car turned around on the freeway, flipped 3 times, slid down a hill on the side, I was not hurt physically.
And you should have been.
I should have been. Emotionally, I was a wreck.
Yeah.
If you have been in an intense car crash, it's terrible. And I don't wish that on anybody.
On anybody.
I don't care if you like Jeffree Star or not. I don't care who it is. That sucks.
Yeah.
And like, so maybe his physical, if I don't know what's wrong with him, maybe his physical injuries weren't that bad. But emotionally, that takes a toll on a human being. I feel like I'm a very tough emotional human. Mm-hmm. I was a wreck emotionally the next day. Like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Maybe so. Okay. Even if he was exaggerating and he was fine, he went through something terrible. Let him get some views from it. I don't care. I don't care. I let my sister vlog it when I got in a car crash. She showed up and I was like, vlog this. Like,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
It is life.
It's his life. But I don't wish that on anyone. And I hope he's okay. I think you've all know I'm not the number one Jeffree Star fan. I do not agree with a lot of the stuff he does, but I don't wish a car crash of that magnitude on anybody.
You shouldn't wish harm on anybody.
No, that's ridiculous. So that's why I'm like, Twitter can be a very toxic place, because that's where the things like that happen, is Twitter, where everyone just starts making fun of him. And like, that's...
Stop it.
And then the last thing you guys wanted me to talk about, because you guys didn't give me much.
Oh, come on.
People, we're giving you 2 weeks to give me info.
2 weeks.
And this is why this podcast has switched to every other week, because not much happens anymore.
Oh, I have a new story. Oh, wait, you finish your internet stuff.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Kyle wanted us to talk about how TikTok is adding 3-minute-long videos. I feel we've mentioned this before.
Oh, you know, I saw one the other day and I realized...
Was it really 3 minutes? I haven't seen one yet.
It was 2 minutes and 38 seconds or something.
How did you know how long it was?
Because I went, this is a long video. And then it was... I read comments and they go, it was. And then they said how long it was. I'm like, okay, it wasn't my imagination.
You know what? I'm kind of glad for it, because TikTok has
Have two parts anymore.
Yeah. Two parts is annoying as poop. But also, TikTok has shortened people's attention span significantly.
Yes.
People don't have... Like, YouTube was making people stick around for a long... People were doing 20, 30-minute videos. And now people barely have the attention span for a 10-minute-long video, which is one of the reasons YouTube's dying. Is because TikTok shortened everyone's attention span. It's like, ha ha, scroll, ha ha, scroll, ha ha, scroll. So I'm hoping with a 3 minute long video, it'll switch people's minds back to like, oh, let's learn a little bit more about the person we're watching or the thing. Cause I'm YouTube is what I know. And it's so hard to get on TikTok. Cause like, I mean, I'm on TikTok and I can do TikTok, but I don't know. YouTube's just where my it's just what I've known.
Right.
I should be able to change with the times. I know that's part of being on the internet is switching with what is current. I mean, that's my issue, but I'm like, oh, but if TikTok goes to 3 minute long videos, that might help me. So yeah. I'm down for that. I still, though, I'm on TikTok. If a video is a full minute long, I'm like, bleh. Like, I get it. As a consumer, I completely understand.
Well, I like that. It'd be nice if some of them weren't two parts.
Yes.
It'd be nice if they were all just one. Okay, now I can go on to the next one. But then you have to go back and you have to search. There's a gardener.
There's a gardener.
Should we stop for a minute?
Let's see if we can hear it. Let me see if this is picking it up.
Of course it's going to pick it up.
I don't think it's picking it up that much.
All right.
Whatever.
Welcome to the world outside.
This is outside.
It's getting louder.
Outside. There's someone leaf blowing. Zappa, zappa.
Which they can do. It is a weekend. You know what?
Let's just switch to a sponsor. Let's go check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Sir, we got rid of the gardeners.
Well...
Meaning we waited 5 minutes and then they moved to the front yard of my neighbor's house instead of the backyard. We are going to play the 5 second rule. Ready? So you have 5 seconds. Oh, I forgot we have Blaze with us. Blaze is it. He does not like this noise.
Oh, this is the wee thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll just count. We don't have to do it. All right, ready? So I'm going to say name three blank.
Okay.
And then you have to name three. Stressing. He's like, what? I don't like this game, Mom. I don't like it. All right, so... So I'm going to say name three blank and you have 5 seconds to answer it.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Name three famous people that just use one name. Go.
Cher, Madonna, Britney.
Britney who?
Britney with one N.
Who's Britney with one N?
Britney Spears.
Yes, two names.
Come on.
No, Cher and Madonna are 100% correct. Britney is with one N? What do you mean?
Then does The Rock count?
Because no, it's Gandhi.
Well, I would think
is
that.
Is my neighbor back? Was that the gardener back? What is this? No, we're going to continue. We're going to continue. No, you didn't get that one.
I got a half a point for that.
Name three ways to get on the Jumbotron at sporting events. Go.
I don't know what to do. Oh, kiss, catch a fly ball, and throw up.
Throw up?
I don't...
You think they're going to show that on a Jumbotron?
I don't know. Get in a fight?
You're just like, oh, no, they would not show any of that.
First, I had to think of what a Jumbotron was.
Oh, my God. Do it to me.
Okay.
Here. Okay. Ridiculous, Mom.
Oh, you won't know that one.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, name three Seinfeld characters.
Elaine, Kramer, Seinfeld, George.
Got it. I was going to say you got it, and then I forgot the you part, so I just went,
God. God.
Name three band boys. Go.
Band boys? NSYNC? Backstreet Boys? 87 degrees? 86 degrees? 88 degrees? What? 89 degrees?
Oh, you don't get that last one if I can't have throw up.
Well, I don't remember how many degrees they were.
Name three Star Wars characters. Go.
Luke, Leia, Chewbacca.
Chewbacca. All right. Oh, you won't know this one because people don't do this anymore. Name three things that may need ironing.
Shirts, dresses, skirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to iron my dad's handkerchiefs. I got paid a nickel a handkerchief to iron his
You got paid a nickel a handkerchief?
I did.
Rolling in the dough, Mom.
Oh, this one's going to be hard.
Okay.
You're going to have to really think hard, Rachel.
People, wait, pause. People still iron, Mom. What do you mean we won't do this anymore? People still
iron. Don't people do those things?
They use steamers, yes. Oh. But we also iron.
I don't do anything. I just put them on.
Same.
I mean, who's going to see me? My kids.
I understand.
Name three breeds of dog. Go.
Rottweiler, Pitbull, Pug, Chihuahua, Shih Tzu,
okay.
Golden Doodle. Here, let me do it to you. I'm nailing this.
You are.
Don't breathe my air, Mom.
Okay, you got to stop licking my arm because...
Place. Don't lick Grandma.
When I'm not looking, because then it's like, ooh. Okay.
Only when she's making direct eye contact may you lick her. It's basically what she just said. Name three comedians. Go.
Colleen Ballinger, Ellen, and Roseanne.
I'm literally sitting right here. I am literally sitting right here. You said Colleen before me. I am literally sitting right here. Next. Three ice cream flavors. Go.
Rocky Road chocolate chip vanilla.
Vanilla. Vanilla.
Oh my God.
We are done with this game. We are going to check to see if we have another sponsor while we wait for these gardeners to stop making all the noises.
Sponsor. Sponsor.
And we're back. And the gardeners, I think, are gone and are just doing the sprinklers.
Sorry.
I had to fix my thing and still talk. Anyway, on to the questions. Elise asked, did you have a good birthday? I had a great birthday. We haven't seen each other since my birthday. God bless you.
Excuse me.
You're excused. Don't worry. I'm fully vaxxed.
So am I. It's allergies. I'm outside in the wind.
I had a phenomenal birthday. No complaints. Everything was great. I loved it. I'm 30 now, y'all.
You are
first
30.
Podcast of me being 30 years old. What's up?
My baby's 30.
And then Emily asked, do you ever wish you were not quote unquote famous? No. I would not give up my job. I wouldn't, if I had to redo life, I would still do this because I think this is like the best life I could have. And I mean, obviously there's cons to being someone like that is known. I don't think I'm famous. I think I'm slightly known on the internet. It sucks because like sometimes you're put on like a pedestal you're not allowed to fall off of. You're not allowed to trip. You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to
be human.
And even if you grow and change things, that people still get mad at you for things you did before you even knew right from, like, I don't know.
Yep.
It's, there's definitely also like people demand to know things in your private life, that
your business,
that's not my private life. Like, this is my job and I have a private life, but I know that they intertwine and they intersect and the lines get blurry, but like I'm allowed to have a private life. Mm-hmm. And people don't like that. They feel they should have the right for some reason to know everything. There are definitely cons to it,
right?
And like people who are part of my life who would like to remain private, mm-hmm. they sometimes feel their privacy is invaded.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not give up this job if I had to do it all. Like, there's pros and cons to all of it, like anything in life, and the pros definitely outweigh the cons, so I don't regret that at all. Daniel asks, what's on Gwen's desk and what's on yours? Not much.
On your patio table?
Yeah, this is my patio table. We have your iced tea, your holidays, and my phone. In the beginning, Mom, you had to prepare.
It's all right here.
Okay, in your chicken tote with a blaze and chicken. Oh, those are all things internet pins.
Yep.
What's in your tote?
Oh, I don't have time to take all this out.
What? Is that just your purse?
Well, it's things that I take, little toothbrushes and my inhaler and a flashlight and Advil and my hairbrush and sunglasses.
She brings a flashlight wherever she...
You know when you need a fanny wipe.
A fanny? Mom, you bring fanny wipes? Bug spray and bug stuff.
Yeah, my phone, my keys.
All right, I feel it.
Yeah.
Ashley wanted to know if I had any symptoms from the vaccine. My first round, my arm was just sore. My second round, I got a fever for about 8 hours, I want to say, in the middle of the night, though. So I was, like, it was actually pretty fine.
Fever,
I got my
chills.
I got fever and chills and a little, and I got some nausea in the middle of the night. But by the time I woke up, I went to bed around 11, feeling feverish. I definitely had fever and chills, went to bed, woke up in the middle of the night, felt super nauseous, made myself throw up a little bit just to get it out, and then still felt a little feverish. I woke up at 10 a.m. just a little fatigued, but it was gone by noon. So it was actually like
best case, like a lot of people I know were like out all day, out for 24 hours. Like they were just gone. They're like, my friend Brittany got it the same time as me. And she was like, I couldn't move. I was on the couch all day Saturday. And I was like, I got my vaccine at 11:45 on Friday. Started feeling symptoms around 11 p.m. on Friday, but I was good by Saturday morning. So I was like, that was best case.
That's how ours was.
Yeah.
It was fever chills. And it was just while we were in bed, the sleeping time.
Yeah.
And by the morning, we were fine. Yeah. Fatigued, but fine.
My arm is sore
from
the shot.
Well, yeah, that happens with any immunization.
So, but I'm like, if that is it, and I'm clear, I'm safe from COVID for the most part, great.
Yeah.
Do that. Personally, you don't have to do it. You do what you want to do.
You do
but
you.
Personally, I was down for that business. Coco wants to know, did I have any weird bowel movements after eating only green all day? So that was it. Thursday, I posted a video where I only ate the color green. So only green foods for 24 hours, which I truly did. And I thought my poop would be weird and it wasn't.
No.
I guess I didn't eat enough like green dyed food.
Oh.
I was eating apples and zucchini and salad. So just like a lot of greens.
I know blueberries a lot. Well, it's not blue. Green.
I know. Maybe. I don't
blueberries
know.
Does.
But aren't blueberries technically purple?
Not the insides. They're white on the inside.
Blueberries are not white on the inside?
Cut one open.
I don't mess with blueberries very much. I don't know what's going down. I don't like blueberries.
My mom didn't like them either.
I just like, That's all I feel about blueberries. Meh.
I love blueberry muffins.
Yeah.
I like blueberries in my shakes.
I'll take blueberries in stuff. Like I love watermelon flavored things.
But not watermelon.
I like things made out of tomatoes, but not tomatoes themselves. I don't like eating blueberries, watermelon, or tomatoes on their own. Okay, but if you do things with them,
I'll
they're delicious.
I'll eat a raw tomato, but I don't like cooked tomato.
But you like ketchup and spaghetti sauce.
Not very much marinara, please, no. But ketchup has a lot of sugar in it, so yes, please.
Wait, do you not like pizza sauce?
No. Hello? I always order a separate one on the side, a little small one, individual, thin crust, light on the sauce, please.
You do with extra cheese.
Yeah, I don't do the extra cheese anymore, but... Yeah, light on the sauce.
I forgot. Christopher doesn't like tomato stuff.
No. Yeah.
He doesn't even like ketchup.
I love raw tomatoes. I love raw tomatoes.
Blech.
But don't cook them.
Blech.
I do. I cook a lot with them, but
Sarah.
It's not my first choice.
Sarah. Okay, last question. Dev asks, did you master your JoJo Heelys yet? No, I haven't had time. But yeah, JoJo gave me some Heelys that are almost my size, so I can squeeze into them. I mean, I did a JoJo testing JoJo products video and I tested the Heelys. I am determined to master them. I haven't had time to set aside time to do that.
How are they different than the heels that was around when you were a little kid?
They're the same. I just never had them.
No, you didn't.
No.
I was going to be like, breaking arm.
Exactly. You were like, no, I'm not.
I can't slow her down enough anyway. So why would I want her to have something that makes her go faster?
Exactly.
Harder to catch.
Exactly. My mom said, no, thank you. All right, that's all the news, games, and questions we have. Do you have anything to add, Mom?
I want to know the power of podcasting.
My mom does have something she wants to talk
about.
There
was a podcast out of the murder of Kristen Smart. She was a freshman Cal Poly student, and they had a main suspect. Is that what they call him?
Yeah.
Yeah, main person of interest. And this was 24, 23 years ago that this happened. And they had enough to get the guy. Well, obviously not quite enough.
Mm-hmm.
But someone did a podcast years and years later. Can't remember his name. Chris something. And it's called In Your Own Backyard, something like that.
Okay.
In Your Backyard. And he just laid it all out. And you just sit there with your mouth dropping, going, why is this person not arrested? They arrested him last week.
Wow.
And his dad as an accessory.
Wow.
I mean, this guy took all kinds of interviews and he went to the interviews that already had happened and put it all out there in a podcast. And it's just like unbelievable. And they got him. They have enough now to.
Isn't that weird? Wasn't it the Golden State Killer?
Yes.
It took
a podcast.
It took a podcast. It took not the police to solve these murders.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Well, sometimes things slip through the cracks, or, you know, they shouldn't, but they do.
Yeah. So basically, we should all just do murder podcasts from now on to solve all of the murders.
I don't know. I don't know if you could sleep at night if you, that was all
no,
you
that's not, I can't do that.
Consumed with.
I know a lot of people who listen to murder podcasts. I can't do it. But yeah. That, I mean.
I listened to the girls who did that Golden State Killer. And yeah. She ended up passing away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was interesting, but it's like, oh, I got to take a break. I need to listen to something happy and cheery.
Yeah, you know? I can't do sad stuff. I think the world, but I'm so glad other people can because it.
But it makes me lock my doors, my windows, my.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, it put a fear in me.
I just have pit bulls.
Leaving things out. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. I love you guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks in May. We'll see you in May.
We'll see you in May.
Fantastic.
Okay. Mom, do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.